Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Two. Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our show this half hour, especially because it's something we do a couple of times in the month of February every year, and celebrating Black History Month with members of our Brain Trust, who that month is very important to, and one of them is our good friend Olala Njinga. And also, we're trying to get John Harrison on the show. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the telephone situation, but we're working on that. But in the meantime, we have Olala. She's our good friend. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Group, the author of 37 and What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and one of the smartest people I know. Olala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for being here during Black History Month.
I appreciate the opportunity to share a little wisdom on a very important month.
So. Now, you've got an interesting family because you were raised here in the United States. But your husband is from another part of the world.
Yes, my husband is originally from Kenya, so we do have a little bit of a joke that I'm black, but he's the African American. So our family is joke.
I love that. That's great. And it's also interesting that you guys diverge on many political issues, the two of you.
We do. We're very much a family divided.
Your children, too, as
and
well.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. My daughter and son are also divided. So it does make for some fairly heated conversations, like the one I had this morning with my son about the significance of Black History Month. And
would you share that conversation with us?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know. He'll probably kill me if he hears me say that. But essentially, I kind of said to him, like, what do you think about the concept of being post-racial America and this whole idea of having a Black History Month, which I don't necessarily agree that we need a Black History Month.
Right.
And he just lost it. And he gave me a very valid reason for why we need to keep Black History Month. And you know what? And I caved. I said, you know what? You made your argument. I'll shut up. And he said that he has a lot of black friends that don't really know anything about the significance of black contributions to America.
Right.
And that
right.
without Black History Month, his friends would never be exposed to it because they don't discuss
so
that
he
in
believes
their home.
He believes that Black History Month is important to make up for the lack of historical records of the contribution of black people over hundreds of years in the history books.
Yes,
that makes a lot of sense to me.
It made sense when he said it to me, so I told you I conceded. I'm like, okay, you got a good point.
You win. Well, why did you think that it shouldn't? That it was not as important.
Well, I don't know that I felt that it wasn't as important as much as I feel that we are becoming more a people of one.
Yeah.
And I often
we're feel becoming that more we, beige, aren't we?
Well, yes, it's the tanning of America,
right?
That's what 20, 30 years ago,
Paul Harvey said we're becoming a beige in America.
We're becoming something. And, I mean, I think that you and I can joke around about that, but there are some people that really take that concept of
right.
the fact that we're melting very seriously.
Right.
People are very passionate about it. For me, I think it's like any other ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
The more you illuminate it as being separate and distinct, the more the people who represent that ethnicity feel like they're separate
right.
and distinct. And so it's kind of hard to feel that separation
mm-hmm.
and then say we're united by being Americans. And so there's the struggle for me. It's like, you know, there's separate and equal, but why the separation? I thought that's
it's
what
it's so interesting what color does. I never
right.
will forget the first time I was talking to a black lady that I knew, and she had a son who went in the Army. And he told her he was bringing home a wife.
Right.
And she says, oh, please, Lord, please make sure he brings home a black girl.
Right.
I mean, there was this black lady who was a friend of mine, was terrified that her husband, her son was going to bring home a white girl.
Yeah.
or a Japanese girl.
Well, there's that, right?
Yeah. I thought, you know what? It cuts both ways, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
This is the thing that's so interesting. But I'm glad that we have a Black History Month, because I do think it's good to point these things out. It's good. But I think, to your point, not to the point where, as long as we talk about Black American History Month,
mm-hmm.
not just Black History Month, right?
Right. Right.
So anyway, hey, Olala, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's olala.com and yellowwoodgroup.com.
All right, so we're going to come back and talk about, we'll get Olala to talk, one thing we're going to talk about is this concept about the war on poverty. Has it been successful? And
also,
post-racial America, we really have that? Stay with us, we'll be right back.
New York's bad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.